Hey guys, welcome back to Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Thank you all so much again for tuning in this week. I hope your all's week has been amazing. I hope your all's day has been even better. And I'm just so grateful to have you all tuning in. So thank you all again for tuning in. It literally means the world to me. And without further ado, welcome back to Simply You. Yay! Guys, I'm really, really excited to get into today's conversation with you all. I was honestly thinking a lot about what I wanted us to talk about today. I had a couple different options in mind, and there was just one that I kept going back to, and I feel like it fits kind of this time of the year. So today's conversation, I wanted it to be centered around ending the year better than you started. I feel like, at least for me, it gets so hard for me to lock in and stay in routine and just stay up to date on my goals and what I want to be doing whenever it comes to like the burn months, quote unquote. Like, just because I feel like the weather, the holidays, like there's just so many things that I can use as an excuse to kind of get out of something that I know that I need to do, whether it's working out or eating healthy or staying up to date on like my priorities. Like, there's just so much that I feel like it's so easy to let slip through the cracks during those burn months. And I don't know, I always hear about people talking about starting off the new year strong and having like a new year's resolution and all of these things, but I honestly think that we should damn near almost emphasize the end of the year and finishing strong so that we can start even stronger. Because for me, like, once you like let yourself go, it is so hard to get back on track. Like, literally, I always say starting is the hardest part, especially if it's about getting in routine or starting to work out again or starting to get back on like your clean diet or like whatever it is. It's so hard to get back on track, right? But it's also just as easy to get off track. And I don't know, like, especially whenever like Thanksgiving and Black Friday and Christmas time hits, like literally just between like just the holidays in general, like I will find so many excuses to just get out of working out or get out of my routine or finding an excuse to sleep in more or to be more lazy just because the weather, like, and it's cold outside. And it's like, no, you know, like that should not be the case. And I just have been really thinking about how I personally want to finish the year. You know, like, I still have so many dreams, I have so many goals. And then it really brought me back to like where I was at this point last year and how I finished my year last year. And the way I finished it just was, I was not a healthy version of myself. I was not in a place where I was getting better in that sense. Like, I wasn't in a bad place at all. I would say I've been much, much worse. I've been in a much worse place and position, but I wasn't taking care of myself either. You know, like, I wasn't challenging myself. I wasn't getting out of my comfort zone. I wasn't putting myself out there as much. Like, I was playing it safe. I was being too lenient. I was not showing up for myself. I was just going away from the parts that truly make me me. And that's my self-discipline. That's my commitment to myself. That's showing up. That's using my voice, you know, like, that's putting myself out there, that's being friendly, that's making connection. And I was just, it was almost like I was hiding in a way. And again, I think that towards the end of the year, it can be so easy to almost hide and to hibernate, quote unquote. And that's where I just want to really challenge us all to get out of that hibernation quicker, you know, get out of hiding and start to play seek, you know, start to want to be found, start to want to be putting yourself out there. I just think that the more that we focus on starting off the new year strong, you know, it's putting the inevitable off, you know, like at some point you are going to have to make a change. At some point you are going to have to get back into routine. At some point you're going to have to get back on track. So why wait? Why wait till tomorrow? Why wait for 2 months? Why wait till the new year? My thing is, like, if you want to wait that long, just imagine if you start today, if you start damn near tomorrow, say that you're watching this and it's like 8 p.m. So like, if you start now though, if you start now, if you choose now that you are going to be, if you choose now that you are going to get back on track, that you are going to stay on track, that you are going to keep up with your routine and just stay consistent rather than go so hard for so long. If you go so hard for 6 months of the year just to let yourself go and lose all of that momentum the last three, like that's where I really want to almost think of it in like a competitive way where for me, again, I am going to speak to what I know and I know volleyball and I'm just thinking about like during a match, say you're going into the fifth set, like it's like you've worked your ass off for those four sets just to get to the fifth set. Like, are you going to show up and give it that extra 1% or are you just going to kind of fall and hide in fear, you know? And I think really it's about what you choose. Again, life is all about choices, but if we can genuinely choose to make the most out of the end of our year to then carry into the beginning of the year, like there's no telling what we can do. And I'm so sick of hearing time limits or time frames being connected to starting something new or being connected to routine or just, for me, it's such a hard thing to get behind, even though I genuinely do see how easy it is to put something off until tomorrow or to put something off until months in advance because you don't have to deal with it yet, right? I mean, like if you tell yourself that your New Year's resolution is to work out, or if you tell yourself that your New Year's resolution is to walk an hour every single day, like there's nothing that's gonna keep you in your mind to walk an hour a day right now. Like in your mind, you've already set that deadline to giving yourself these next 3 months to really just do whatever because you're gonna do it next year, you know? And I think that the same thing can apply whether it's wanting to clean your room or wanting to wash your face or wanting to put away your laundry or wanting to like go to work, like whatever it is, like whatever situation that is, it is so easy to be like, oh, well, that's not due for like another 2 weeks, so I'm just gonna leave it. Or you can look at your laundry and be like, oh, well, I'm too tired to fold it right now. I can just fold it tomorrow. Like that laundry, again, it's still gonna be there. Like at some point, you're gonna have to exert the energy. You're gonna have to go the extra mile to either get something done or to make that new connection or to get back in routine. Like something is gonna have to be done. And just to even like go deeper into it, I'm like, if we genuinely only have one life, like I have heard stories of people close to me that they know, like I know people even close to me, and it's like life can change in the blink of an eye. Like literally at the snap of your fingers, your life can change. And it's just crazy to me that if we have the opportunity to take action on something right now and we choose to put it off until tomorrow or till the next year, like we are just selling ourselves so short. And that's just where I've been really, really locking down on this idea of finishing the year better than I started. And I think about it. And I mean, like, I do even think about how I started this year. And I mean, I started this year with a lot of momentum as far as just ideas and visions and truly telling myself that this was the year that I was going to start going after it. Like, it didn't matter if people laughed. It didn't matter if I didn't get any following. It didn't matter if people made fun of me. It didn't matter if it didn't work. I was going to go after it. And that's what I committed myself to this year to. That's what I told myself in the beginning of this. That's what I told myself to do starting the beginning of this year. And yes, I think that that momentum has carried me through this entire year. But now, I mean, even how I move, I think it's just so much different. It's so much more assertive and confident. And I genuinely do feel so sure in what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And truly my purpose on this earth right now, I feel, given I think that your purpose can kind of fluctuate, I mean, that's kind of with what point of life you're in. For me right now, like I don't have kids, I don't have a family. Eventually, whenever I do have kids, I can see where like my kids, my family, like that's going to be like my purpose, you know? But for right now, I mean, it's just me. Yes. I mean, obviously I have my friends, my family, they're my entire fucking world, but my purpose right now, I mean, it is just to make a difference. That's what I believe my purpose is to do, is to make a difference. And I don't know, I think the only way to make a difference is to take action. The only way to make a difference is to speak or behave in a way that you believe is right, that you believe is true, that you believe can make a difference. And that's where I'm at a point where that's my number one goal. That's my number one priority, is to find ways in my life, whether it's giving the homeless man on the street my extra lunch, or giving him my extra water bottle, or holding open the door for this woman coming up behind me. Like, it doesn't have to be this drastic thing, given what I love to be a big, influential, deep person for people's lives. Absolutely, just because that's something that genuinely is like a goal of mine. Like, I don't know why that makes me feel so fulfilled. It's just being a sort of mentor for people, and that excites me. It makes me really excited to just even think and imagine and see that, because I can't see it. But again, that stuff cannot happen unless you take action. And that's where I just think about how I started, again, the beginning of this year, having that intent. I think I've kind of ran with it throughout this entire year, but it's to a point though where leading up until the new year, I was starting to be so unhealthy. I was not working out as much. I was not eating as much. I really wasn't doing anything I was saying that I was going to do, as far as start to create and start to get myself more out there and start to use my voice more. Like, I really was like I was hiding. Again, I was still hiding. I was making up every single excuse known to man. And I gave myself, again, till the new year to really start to see that change. And I mean, yes, I'm a firm believer, like, I try not to live in my regrets, because what's done is done at the end of the day. Whether or not I'm happy with every decision I've made, obviously not, that's where you learn from them. But I think living in a life of regret is also equally as heavy, and it's equally gonna hold you back. So I try not to do that. Even though it's hard. I mean, it is really hard, especially whenever you do have more things, I feel like, that I regret than I'm proud of. And not saying that I'm not proud of things in my life, but whenever I look back at my past, there's just so many things I regret, or regret doing, or regret saying, or regret just getting myself involved, or putting myself in certain situations. And for me, one of those being, which again, I just have learned from it, but one of those being, like, I waited so long to really put myself out there and to really chase after my purpose of making a difference. I just was hiding for so long, and I mean, that's honestly probably one of my biggest regrets in this, in just my life so far, is just how long I chose to hide behind others, how long I chose to hide behind being an athlete, how long I chose to hide behind excuses. And like, I don't know, I feel like being seen is one of the scariest things that can happen to you, because the people who can see you are the people who can truly understand you. And being understood, as good as it feels, man, it is scary as hell. Like, having someone truly understand you to the point where you don't even have to say anything, and they just know either what you're thinking or how you're feeling. Like, it takes your relationship to a different level with that person, with yourself. And that being said though, like, as scary as it is literally one of the best feelings ever. Like, being seen and knowing that someone has taken the time to understand you in a way that they read your body language, they know, it's like they know your tics, you know, they know what makes you tick, they know what gets you going, they know what infuriates you, they know what gets you passionate. They know the ins and outs about you. And again, for me, I think it's so scary, but it's so beautiful having someone see inside of you, because it is so, I mean, it really is so easy to put up a mask, especially in today's age. Like, it is so easy to hide behind products or the camera or whatever. Like, there's literally countless of things that you can hide behind nowadays. And I think if you truly, one, really believe that you are worthy of being seen and worthy of being loved, and really tell yourself that whenever someone does see you, that they can love you too. Like, that was one of the things I really struggled with, is imagining someone not only seeing me, but someone liking what they saw. And not only liking what they saw, someone loving what they saw. Like, I never could imagine it. And still to this day, it's still hard for me to imagine genuinely someone seeing the ins and outs about me in every way and still choosing to love me. Because, I mean, like we all do, I mean, like, we all have dark things about us. We all have things that either hold us down or weigh us down, or that feel like a weight on us, and things that are heavy and things that are hard and things that aren't easy to share, things that aren't easy to show. And I think just whenever you truly find someone who's willing to have the patience and have the courage to make the effort to see you and to kind of take that weight and take that bearing and be like, I see you and I feel it. I feel the weight and I still want to be here. And not only that, I love being here. Like, that is something you can't replace. You can't just make it up. It's real. That's probably the realest thing you can feel, is being seen. And I just hope that one day, whether it's through your best friend, whether it's through your mom, whether it's through your partner, whether it's through your teammates, literally you can be seen by your professor. Like, that's the beauty of it too, is that you might be surprised by who genuinely sees you. And that's what I think is hard about it too, is letting the people who you wouldn't choose to see you and letting them in. Because I've learned that people I would never expect to be able to truly see me and love me afterwards have been the ones, and they are still right by my side. Katie Ryan being one of them. Again, I talked about Katie Ryan in my previous one, but I just saw her recently, so she's just on the top of my head. But I mean, she again is the purest and bestest person on this earth, and she's seen my dark sides. She still chose to love me anyways, and I mean, she is literally like one of my right halves, and I am so grateful for her. But having her in my life was so eye-opening to me in so many ways. But that was one of the most pivotal moments, I think, for me internally, was seeing how much love Katie still showed me, even in my worst times, even as my hardest, my darkest times. I saw the person I thought and viewed, and I still do, as perfection. Like, to me, Katie Ryan literally is the epitome of perfect. And she's gonna laugh and be like, Carly, you are so ridiculous. No, I'm not. But like, genuinely, just with how she acts, she does everything just out of just such pure intent. And I mean, I just have the utmost respect and love for Katie. But to me, like, she is on like a pedestal. Like, I think the world of her. I strive to be half the person she is one day. Like, she is just such a real and good person. And it was like, I saw someone like her see me for who I was and see me for my flaws and the things, again, that I wasn't so proud of, and see how she still chose to love me, how she still chose to stick by my side, to show up, to show me love. And like, it literally like changed something in me. Like, just knowing that there is nothing that you can do that you can't come back from. There is nothing that you can do that is gonna make you unworthy of love. It's literally, we are all gonna make mistakes. It is about how you respond to them. And I will say, Katie Ryan, along with more of my best friends as well. They really helped me stay on track as far as just how I was responding and making sure that I was becoming the woman that they saw, you know, the woman that maybe I couldn't see at the time, but that they could see in me, that I still had in me. And I just, it was just seeing and feeling that sort of love at such low moments truly is just, for me, it was life altering. For me, it changed the way I saw love. It changed the way I gave love. It changed the way I showed up for people. It changed the way I looked at people. Like, it just, I think that everyone deserves to feel it. I think everyone deserves to feel seen. And again, I know it's scary. It's scary to show your flaws. It's scary to show and tell your worst moments. And not only that, but own them too. For me, that was another part of it, was also owning what I was doing, owning my worst moments, owning my hard times, and owning the parts of myself that I wasn't that proud of to people like Katie, that I thought was like, I mean, I still do think that she is like the best person ever, but trying to own like the dark and like negative parts of yourself in front of people like that, like, you, like, there can just be so much shame that can stem from that. And that's where I feel like it's so easy to hide behind that shame instead of face that shame and face why you are feeling ashamed and why you are feeling that way. It's not easy, but it's so worth it. And that's just where throughout this journey, even throughout this year, like, shame is something I have constantly felt so deeply, and it's one of the most low frequencies and low vibrations that you could ever feel and sit in. And that was unfortunately the one that I steer to. I just hold a lot of shame just with my past and what I've gone through, and I'm still working through it. But again, it kind of all leads me back to finish the year better than you started. Like, for me, I want to finish the year feeling more prideful. You know, it's a small goal, but if I can feel more prideful in myself and have pride in who I am and what I do, rather than feel ashamed of who I am and what I do, for me, I am finishing the year better than I started. And again, like, there's just like small little things throughout the different areas of my life that I want to finish better than how I started. But I just think being in that mind frame heading into these next few months, I think is so important. And I just remember last year I did not set this intention, and I saw myself slip through the cracks throughout these next, the burner months. So I'm just trying to be proactive into not letting that happen. You know, I really don't want to let myself fall through again. I actually will not let myself fall through again, but I just know I've been there. I know how easy it is to fall into the cracks and to use the holidays and the weather and travel and just the busy times that come with these next few months as an excuse to get off track or to lose sight of your goals and priorities and to not keep up with your fitness or your diet or like whatever it is. And I just want to challenge all of us to stay on track. If anything, to kind of flip that switch and use these next few months, use these burr months to fucking kick ass. Like, do you know how badass it would be to come out of these next few months literally feeling better than you started it? Like, at that point, like, no need to prep for spring break and all of that, because like, you're already ready, you know? Like, you don't even have to get yourself in that mode. Like, it's just, the more we wait, the more we lose. And if we can capitalize on the time that we have now, if we can use the present moment to maximize all of the potential that we have, again, whether or not you feel like it, whether or not the weather's cold or the holidays are coming up, like, don't let excuses stop yourself from reaching your goals. It is so easy to follow the excuses than to follow your goals. And I just want to challenge us, whenever we head into these next few months, whenever we head into fall and winter, go and run towards your goals and just try to step away from those excuses, because I promise you, especially during fall and winter, it is so easy to let those excuses and let that path sneak up on you. And it's so easy to just let it start to take over your life second by second, choice by choice, excuse by excuse. But the more that we can kind of get a grip on it beforehand, the more I think we can set ourselves up for success, again, going into this new year. And I just think that if we can start our year off feeling as best as we ever have, feeling as strong as we ever have, feeling as motivated as we ever have, like, that year is gonna be dangerous. And I don't know about y'all, but I am sick of having years go by where I'm like, damn, like, I wish I would have done that more. I wish I would have been more motivated or gone after this goal more, like, done this. Like, no, like, we are done playing around. We are done playing around with our goals. Like, we have these goals for a reason. Like, you would not have this goal if you are not able to obtain them, right? And it's not to say that it's not gonna take work and time and effort, but it's not to say either that it's impossible. It's just gonna, again, take all those things that you have to be willing to do. And I think the quicker that you can start to become the person that takes action, that actually does what they say that they're gonna do without feeding into those excuses, you are gonna see your life and years start to transform before your eyes. And I mean, we all deserve to have the best year. We all deserve to find that success and to feel that confidence and to start to see our goals start to be reached, or at least start to get and feel a little bit closer to them. And I just wanna challenge us, like, not to wait. Like, let's not wait until next year to go after that goal. Let's not wait till next year to start to act a certain way or to just, you know, like, do it now. Go after it now. Start being the person that you want to be now. Start to embody them. Start to talk like them. Start to behave like them. Start to live like them. And then one day you are gonna just wake up and have become them. And that's where, like, the process can just be so empowering. But I also know that with the process comes ebbs and flows, right? It's not gonna be fluid. It's not gonna be a straight linear line. But just throughout those ebbs and flows, how quickly can we, again, bring ourselves back up? That's where, again, I'm not saying all of this. I'm not expecting us to be able to have a smooth, consistent ride throughout fall and winter where we're gonna be able to show up for ourselves consistently every single day. Like, again, like, there's gonna be days where you might be snowed in, or where you might be sick with the cold, or where you're traveling, or, again, for, like, the holidays, for, like, Thanksgiving or for Christmas time, where you just wanna be in your PJs all day. But, again, like, that's gonna happen. I'm not saying that we have to go away from enjoying the holidays and enjoying the fun and, like, that fun part about the holidays. But I just don't want that to consume us. Because at least for me, like, I can get into a habit, into a routine where it's the holidays and I know that Christmas Eve is tomorrow and I'm like, eh, like, it's basically Christmas. Like, it's time just to relax and do all this. But, like, still just push and challenge yourself just to do those small things that make up you. You know, don't lose sight of who you are just because times are starting to speed up. Always make time to at least prioritize yourself in some way, shape, or form, whether or not that's getting one quality meal in a day, or whether or not that's at least prioritizing 30 minutes of, like, movement that day, or just finding small little things throughout your life as these next few months start to speed up, just to make sure that you're maintaining that balance between work and play too. Because, again, I know that during fall and winter, during the burn months, again, holidays coming up, when the weather is changing, there's a lot changing. And it's really easy to, again, fall within the cracks. But I want us to, instead of fall within the cracks, I want us to work on gluing those cracks shut, right? Let's really just get this foundation set in stone to where then we can carry this foundation, carry this momentum into our next year so we can finish the year better than we started. I hope that this helped. This has been something I've been really trying to focus on just heading into the new year as well too. So hopefully this can motivate and inspire you all to do the same. You all got this. I cannot wait to see how badass we are starting and looking going into this next year. So thank you all so much for listening. Make sure to like and subscribe and tune in next Sunday on Simply Be Here, Be Real, Be Human, Professional. Thank you all so much. Bye.